Master, I want to see. The request of the blind man. Master, we want to be disciples. This is the request of the faithful. And so as we gather as the faithful here today, is for us to realize that the Lord patiently and gently and yet very clearly is inviting us into discipleship. So many of you know that I had the chance a couple weeks ago at the beginning of October to go visit family, but maybe you probably don't know that on one of those, the Saturday morning I was there, I got to go fishing with my nieces and nephews. And what a joy. And it all led up because my older brother Henry called me about a week before arriving and he said, "You've got to help me." I said, "What do you need?" He said, "I've been taking my kids fishing all summer long and we haven't caught a single fish." I said, "Oh, Henry." So we gotta have those kids catch a fish. So we get out there, and as suspected, he was using too big of hooks and not the right bait and all this stuff. So I said, "All right, we're going to just get the little hooks. We're going to put a tiny bit of worm on there so we can just catch the little sunfish that are always biting." So he arranges this private pond for us to go to, and we get out there, and 40 minutes later, we get all the kids with their poles and set up and everything, and then after them hooking each other's jackets and running around with knives and whatnot, thank God none of the moms were there. They would have had a heart attack. But there we are, just this, the brothers taking care of all the kids. And then as in the midst of catching all these little sunfish, people enjoying it, little Nisha gets a monster bite. And there she is, reeling this big old bass in, her pole flipped upside down, and she's trying to get this thing in there, and everybody's cheering for her. They can see how big the fish is, and as it approaches the dock, in his great excitement, my nephew Russell runs up there, and hoping to help bring this big fish in, yanks the hook right out of its mouth. You could just hear all of the kids, "No." And yet, don't worry, we got it on video. So, what an adventure for us all. And as we think of this Lord who, yes, desires to make us see, but desires to make us be disciples, it's quite the process. And so we'll reflect on that today. In that first reading, we hear of the Lord who desires to give us all of these good things and lead us, the one line that I reflect on, to the brooks of water. Who doesn't want this? Who doesn't want to be brought into something better? And yet it takes a real decisiveness, because in the midst of swimming around in a nice pond, maybe it seems like we have everything we need. What else could we want? And yet to believe that the Lord wants more for us. And sometimes it will be the challenge of being caught, so to say, and being brought out so as to enter into these new waters. It's incredible to be able to place our trust in the Lord. Being taken from one place into new waters. Being taken from a place of blindness into a place of sight. But yet, as we see in the readings, there is resistance for us who are being called to be disciples and for others who are being invited into even the first step of discipleship. What is all that resistance about? Well, as we hear in the psalm, those who sow in tears will reap rejoicing. But let's not get to the reap rejoicing so quickly, because there is this dynamic of sowing in tears. There are real difficulties that we face in this life. And so it's sometimes hard to take that first step that will allow us to reap rejoicing, because we know that there will be difficulties, that there will be a sowing in tears. There will be this change in our hearts. There will be times where we make mistakes on the pathway to discipleship, just like Russell did in his attempt to help bring this fish in. In that second reading, we hear in the Hebrews talking about the Lord who is so patient. And again, that reminder as we at Christ the King desire to create and nurture joyful disciples of Christ, that sometimes this is going to be for ourselves, take years. And for those who the Lord is inviting, it could take years. But it's for us to continue to focus on these brooks of water, these reap rejoicing, these ideas, this ability to see that the Lord wants to invite us into. In the gospel even, you see the followers of Jesus when the blind man calls out, many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. So as you hear some of this homilies in October about what it means to embrace this mission, there will be some who are like, yeah, that will pass. It's just, I'm just going to let that be silent and we'll move on. But I really want us to allow that to ring out and to any of those voices or any resistance in there to be able to be pushed through like the blind man does. And so there may be resistance to make disciples, for sure, those especially who are outside these parish walls, who maybe aren't in relationship with Jesus right now, as they're invited by this church into relationship, there will be resistance, and that's okay. But we'll be patient, and we'll continue forward with the way the Lord is calling us. As we make that prayer, Master, we want to be disciples. So if you go back to that image of the fishing story, it's exciting to think of a big catch, that the Lord would catch us, that he would draw us into these waters, that he would bring us to a life that is even better than we could expect, that's much better than the life we currently live. But at the same time, we don't want to see these mistakes made by a person or by an institution. And so we have this resistance at times, but for us to continue to keep our eyes on Jesus, who's able to heal us of blindness, who's able to make us joyful disciples. And so we and our friends and our neighbors would be able to swim in the refreshing waters of the eternal love of God and the foretaste of it here as a church. So the blind man becomes a disciple. And so this, the closing thought is to help us understand that what was his process? Some of you have heard it before. What are those three steps on the pathway to discipleship? The three first steps. It's building trust. It's encountering Jesus. And it's growing as a disciple. This blind man, he had enough trust to call out to Jesus. He trusted, maybe he's heard the stories, whatever it was, he trusted enough and even to push through there. And that second he encounters Jesus, when Jesus calls him, he throws off his cloak and he runs up there. And Jesus, who just says, what do you want me to do for you? That's an encounter with someone who loves so genuinely, so focused on the other. And so this blind man encounters Jesus, and then he grows as a disciple because it says in the gospel that he followed him. He drops everything, and now he can see, and he could have used that eyesight to do whatever else he wanted in the world, maybe all the things he had ever dreamed of as he sat there as a blind man, but here he is. He had encountered Jesus, and now he follows him. And so he's growing as a disciple. So as we build trust, encounter Jesus, and grow as a disciple, I'll just share quickly my own testimony. For me, the building trust in my path to discipleship was an older brother named Mark. And every Saturday we would go hunting or fishing. And by the time 2 o'clock would roll around on that Saturday, we would drop everything and we would make it to Mass that evening. And was it hard? And did we have to explain to our friends why we were going back in? Yes. But to see Mark make that decision in his life, it built so much trust in me. I trusted him and what he was teaching me and everything going on there. And so I trusted him that this relationship with Christ and the church is worth sacrificing for. And then to encounter Jesus on a search retreat as probably a 17-year-old kid in La Junta, Colorado. And there the passion play happens and Jesus comes in carrying his cross and he falls underneath the weight of it. And the actor playing Jesus looks out into the crowd. But as that actor looked at me, it wasn't the actor anymore. It was Jesus just communicating his love for me. And the fact that he's willing to suffer and is a care for me, and that he knows what's going on in my life and the suffering and the crosses that are weighing on me. And to be able to just encounter Jesus there, my life was never the same again. To go from that building trust to the encounter with Jesus, and then to growing as a disciple with a buddy, Abraham Cordova, and Father Michael Chrisman before he went to seminary and became a priest, and us just praying together occasionally and going to Chili's and having a bite to eat, but discussing things of the faith and really having intentional conversations. This is the kind of first steps of my pathway into this discipleship, into knowing our Lord and desiring to give my life completely. A disciple gives one's life completely. And so as the blind man just spoke so beautifully, "Master, I want to see." May we speak today those words, "Master, we want to be disciples."